Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Well done. I'm your host Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, SafariKidUSA.com. Once again, that's SafariKidUSA.com. And if you're listening in for the first time, what is Safari Kid? Safari Kid is an amazing preschool and after school program with so many locations in the Bay Area that if you have a child who would like to go to one of these, you're sure to find a location close by. So go to SafariKidUSA.com and look for locations, and you'll be able to find something that's super convenient. The reason I say that is because summer camp is coming up, just one more week of school, at least for my daughter. And I think for most kids, there's just one more week of school left. So you're probably wondering, what are my kids going to do all the time? Maybe the first week they have fun at home, but by the second week, everybody's tearing their hair out. So that might be the time to go and check out Safari Kids summer camp programs. They have so many. They have Lego robotics, art, science, young chef, spelling bee, general knowledge, indoor games, field trips. Please register at SafariKidUSA.com. And of course, this is the Safari Quiz Show. And we have our own Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show. If you haven't already liked it, parents, both of you, both mummy, daddy, uncle, aunts, everybody needs to go and like it, because we need tons and tons of likes to show that you guys enjoy our show. Also, quick note about our musical showcase. Sometimes I say it, sometimes I don't. That's because I'm getting a little disappointed with parents. Come on. I know each of your children is playing some musical instrument or the other or has a musical talent. We'd love to showcase them on our show. So please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and send us your music, your child's musical piece. Even if they would like to sing, that would be great. If they would like to come and perform live on the show and you want to give them that experience, especially summer, you know, they're not doing a whole lot. Their probably activities are cut down a little bit. So on Saturdays at 11, if they want to come over and perform on our show, we'd be more than happy to accommodate them. So do let us know, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, not kidshow, quizshow@gmail.com is our email address to get in touch with us. That's if you want to send us a musical piece or if you want to participate on the show. The show is open to all kids of ages up to 18, in fact, older ones too, so long as we can get more kids, you know, high school adults. So long as we can get three of the same age category, we don't mind doing a show for whatever age category it is. But if you want to participate on the show, safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com is the email to reach us. All right, let's get started meeting our kids in the studio today. Our first contestant is Jay. Welcome back, Jay. Say hi.
Hi.
So, Jay, tell me, quickly remind me a little bit about yourself. Where do you go to school? What grade you're going to go to in the fall?
So, I'm going to go to fifth grade. I go to Stratford School. And I'm 10 years old.
Which branch of Stratford? Which city?
Fremont, Curtis.
Oh, in Fremont. All right. Do you enjoy Stratford?
Yes.
It's a lot of fun?
Yeah.
You don't mind wearing the uniform?
No.
No? I've heard a lot of good things about Stratford. So what do you like to do for fun, Jay?
I like to go to camps and during the summer.
In the summer?
Yeah.
You've signed up for a few?
Yeah.
Which kind? Sports, arts, robotics?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't mind. You just like want to go and have fun and make new friends.
Fun. Yeah.
Awesome. And usually in the evenings, what are you up to after school? Don't tell me you're studying, because that would be so boring.
I do my homework and then
Wrong answer.
After I'm done, I go outside and play.
With your friends?
Not by myself.
Yeah, and what do you do, bike around?
No, I play basketball.
Awesome. That's great. All right. Are you following the Warriors?
Yes.
Yes. Good luck. Go Warriors. Yeah. All right. Our next contestant is Divit. Welcome back, Divit.
Hi.
So Divit is a very soft-spoken person, so he has to get close to the mic and tell us all about himself.
I go to Hidden Hills. I'm going to be in fifth grade next year.
And where is Hidden Hills?
It's in somewhere in San Ramon.
San Ramon. You've come all the way from San Ramon for our quiz today? Awesome. Thank you so much. So what are your plans for the summer?
I'm going to go to India.
Oh, nice. When are you leaving?
On Tuesday.
Wow. That's soon. And you're going to be spending the entire summer there?
No, I'm going to be back for like a month.
After a month?
You know, I'm going to be back for 1 month of summer vacation.
Oh, for 1 month of summer vacation. So 2 months. You know, it's terribly hot in India right now, right? Which city are you going to?
Delhi.
Oh, my God, the hottest place. Well, they're expecting rain starting next week, so hopefully it cools down. So good luck with that. All right, our last contestant is a new contestant, Nathan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to Waiba Elementary.
Great.
I'm going to go to fifth grade next year.
Fifth grade next year. Awesome. How did you hear about the show?
Family friend told me.
Family friend told you? Awesome. I'm so glad to have you here. What are your plans for the summer?
I'm going to India.
You're going to India too?
Yeah.
And how many you're going for the entire summer?
Well, I'm going on July 7th and coming back in August.
So what a month.
10 days more of summer.
Okay, month and a half or so. And do you have lots of cousins there you're looking forward to meeting, or just grandparents?
Grandparents.
Into the mic. Very soft. Okay. You guys ready?
Yes.
We'll do
yes.
a quick buzzer check. Let's see. Jay. Why do I not hear the buzzer very loudly? Hang on. Let's try it again. Much better. Divit and Nathan. Okay. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, our first category today is Australian animals. And for those of you who have listened to the show before, you know that's always a listener question afterwards. Let me give out that call-in number now. I'll give it again later, 510-770-1550. And let's get started with our first category, Australian animals. Lori, are you ready with the points? All right, boys, the red tokens are 10 points. The white tokens are 5 points. Okay, let's get started. First one. Wild Australian dog.
Dingo.
Excellent. 10 points to Divet. Question number 2. Cute marsupial that lives on eucalyptus leaves.
Koala.
10 points. Excellent. Question number 3. This animal has 4 legs but is often shown standing on its hind legs and is known to be good at kicking and boxing.
Kangaroo.
Excellent. Question number 4. Large flightless bird.
Emu.
Very good. I didn't have to give an extra clues. Question number 5. Also known as the spiny anteater.
Echidna.
Wow, these guys are prepared. Michael, did you know that one? No. Okay, question number 6. Burrowing herbivore marsupial whose name begins with W.
Wombat.
Excellent. That's called preparation. I was going to say it rhymes with tomcat, but I didn't need to do that. Question number 7. Australian lizard with a long blue tongue.
I forgot.
We'll give you 5 seconds. Okay, minus 5 for that. That was Divit. Question passes to Nathan. Pass. You want to give a shot at it?
Pass.
A skink. Skink. Actually, most zoos have one. Yeah, so it's very interesting to see. They really have a long blue tongue. Okay, question number 8. Weird mammal that lays eggs and looks like it's been put together from 3 different animals.
You did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let's do this again. 1, 2, 3. That was Divit. Platypus is right. Okay, question number 9. That was Divit. Large kingfisher bird that's famous for making laughing calls.
Kookaburra.
Very good. And question number 10. Carnivorous marsupial that has been popped.
Tasmanian devil.
He is really well prepared. I didn't even have to give him the extra clue. Well done. All right. So that brings us to the end of our category. It was a little bit lopsided category, but not to worry. We got 2 more categories and plenty of opportunity to make up. So let's go to our listener question. We're still in the category, Australian animals. Call-in number is 510-770-1550. Also called a sea cow, it is different from the manatee in that its tail is fluked like a whale. This question is only for our listener. So let's go to our first caller. Hi. Whoops. Okay. It's taking our listeners some time because they haven't prepared for Australian animals the way the kids in the studio have. So let's give them a second. Also called a sea cow, it's different from the manatee in that its tail is fluked like a whale. It's an Australian animal. If nobody answers this question, then I'm just going to use the coupon and get myself some ice cream. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pooja and I think the answer is a dugong.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha and the answer is dungong.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita and the answer is Theo.
Ishita. Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and the answer is Dugong.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is Dugong.
What's the answer, Yash?
Dugong.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna and the answer is Dugong.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is Dugong.
Thank you, Anaga. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vineet from Venkatesh, and I think the answer is Dugong.
Is that Vineet?
Yes.
Thank you, Vineet. Welcome to the show. Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Trisha, and the answer is Dugong.
Thank you, Trisha. Trisha was the last caller for our first question. If you missed out on answering this one, don't worry. Two more categories and two more questions are coming up. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Okay, we have
the Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. As you can see, the kids in the studio today are very happy that school is getting to a close and summer vacations are starting. All right, before we went on break, we had our category, Australian Animals. And our listener question was, this animal is also called a sea cow. And the answer was dugong, not dungong, dugong. And from all the correct answers, we accepted the dungongs because it's a new animal. And I'm sure now you know about a new animal, dugong. So do, instead of just knowing about the name, take a second and go and take a look at the picture. It's a very interesting looking animal and see what it's like. All right, from all the correct answers, it was Nathan's turn to pick a winner. Nathan, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner is Vineet.
Woo! All right. Good job, Vineet. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I hadn't heard his name before, so maybe this is beginner's luck. Good job, Vineet. And maybe someday we'll see you in the studio as well. So, Vineet, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, there is a way to do it. In the subject line, I want you to put question number 1, May 30th, 2015. Question number 1, May 30th, 2015. In the body, you can mention your contact information, also what the question and answer were, so that Miss Anu can get you your prize. All right, let's look at the points in the studio. Jay, how many points do you have?
50.
50 points. What about you, Divit?
I have 35.
35. And Nathan is yet to begin his account, but this may be his category because it's going to be a lot of fun. This is words beginning with un, U-N. Words beginning with U-N. Are you guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Jay, Divit, and Nathan. Yes, everybody's buzzers are working. Let's get started. First question. When you are mean to someone, you are?
Unkind.
Unkind. 10 points to Divit. Good job. Question number 2. When you can't do something, you are?
Unable to.
Unable to. Excellent. That was Jay. Question number 3. Open something with a key.
Unlock.
Unlock. Divit. Yeah, I think Nathan knows all the answers, just getting beaten by the buzzer. And let me tell you something, that's not uncommon. Some people who come to the studio for the first time, they always get beaten by the other people because the other people have better buzzer skills. So don't worry, what I expect you to do is come back another time, because that time you'll be well prepared for the buzzer, right? All right, but you can still, there's still plenty of questions left. Question number 4. Mythical horse-like creature.
Unicorn.
Unicorn. Excellent. That was Jay. When you come back from a vacation, you may have to do this with your luggage.
Unpack.
Unpack. Yay, Nathan. Good job. All right. Question number 6. Brother of your mother. All right. That minus 5 from Jay. Question passes to Divit.
Uncle.
Uncle. That's right. 5 points to Jay. For to Divit. Question number 7. Another word for unfair. Whoops, I'm sorry. Another word for unfair.
Not fair?
Remember, it has to start with un. Yes, minus 5. Don't worry about it. Question passes to Jay.
Pass.
And Divit?
Pass.
Unjust. Unjust. Question number 8. When everyone is together, they are?
United.
United. Excellent. Question number 9. Dirty.
Unclean.
Unclean. Wow, Jay, you're just rocking it today. Question number 10. Something that's very special and there is nothing else like it.
Unique.
Unique. Well done. That was a tough one. All right, we've come to the end of our second category. And it's time for our listener question now. Here we go. If you remove the first letter, it's a long clue, bear with me. If you remove the first letter from a word that is something you apply to your face in the summer, you get this word that begins with un and means to clear, to clear. If you remove the first letter from a word that's something you apply to your face in the summer, you get this word that begins with un and means to clear. 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is unscreen.
Unscreen. All right, Gaurav says unscreen. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is unscreen.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita and I think the answer is unscreen.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arush. I think it's unscreen.
Who's, what's your name?
Ayush.
Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha and the answer is on the screen.
Thank you. Remember, I said the meaning is clear. All right, next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is on screen.
Thank you, Yash.
Hi, my name is Tanisha.
Hi, you're on the air. Turn your radio down and talk to me.
Thank you.
Hello.
Remember, the meaning is...
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is on screen.
What is it?
On screen.
On screen. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is on screen.
On screen. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chetna, and the answer is on screen.
Is that Chetna?
Yes.
Wow, new name. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Chetna. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller.
My name is Anuga. I think the answer is unclouded.
Unclouded. All right. Thank you, Anuka. And that was all for our second question. We're going to take a break now when we come back. Oh, yeah. All right. So we're going to try playing a musical showcase piece. Let's see if it goes through. Then I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Thank you. All right, so that was one of our very own contestants in the studio today, his piece. Let's talk to him quickly. Jay, tell us about your musical piece.
So, I played two pieces.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the first piece is called Irish Dance, and the other one is called Barn Dance Shuffle. And I was learning these pieces, so I decided to play it for this show.
Awesome. And how long have you been learning piano?
6 years, 6 and a half.
6 and a half years. Is it fun?
Yes.
Do you practice?
Yeah.
Yes? You're good about practicing?
Yeah.
Awesome. So those were lovely pieces that were by Jay, who's in the studio, and that's part of our musical showcase. If you want your child's musical talent to be showcased on our show, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and send the pieces to us. All right, now it's time for a break. We're going to take a quick one, and we'll be back soon. Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Hang on, Michael. I'm having some problems with my mic. Can everybody hear me clearly through the mic? Okay. All right. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have Jay again. Hang on. Jay, Divit, and Nathan here. Did you do something? Because suddenly it cleared up. Okay. All right. Jay, Divit, and Nathan here. And we just finished the category, words beginning with un. They did really well on that. But before that, let's go to our listener question. If you remove the first letter for a word that's something you apply to your face in the summer, you get a word that begins with un and means to clear. That was the catch. And obviously sunscreen is the thing we put on our faces this summer, but unscreen does not mean to clear. The word I was looking for was unblock. Unblock. Sunblock. Unblock. So basically nobody got this one, but because we don't want Divit to miss out an opportunity to pick a winner, what we're going to do... But, oof, too much confusion. But because we don't want Divit to miss out on the opportunity and we don't want to miss out on giving out a prize, what we're going to do is, for our third listener question, we'll give out two prizes. One will be picked by Divit, one will be picked by Jay. All right. Let's see the scores in the studio. Jay, how many points do you have?
85.
85. What about you, Divit?
70.
70. This is close. And Nathan got on the board with 5 points. Good job. Don't worry about it. We still have one more category. And when it comes down to buzzer skills, sometimes, as I said, returning to the show and doing it again gets you much better at it. All right, here's our last category. And it is colorful expressions, colorful idioms and phrases. Are you guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. All right, everybody's buzzers are working. Let's get started with our category, colorful idioms and phrases. Ready? Color of the carpet when someone special is visiting.
Red carpet.
Red carpet. Excellent. 10 points. That was Divit. Question number 2. Kind of magic used for bad purposes.
Black magic.
Black magic. Excellent. Question number 3. You surrender with this kind of flag.
White flag.
White flag. Wow. This is Divit's category. Hang on. Jay's checking. Does my buzzer work? Yes, it does. He's just passed us. Yours does too. All right. Question number 4. A successful man or one who can do no wrong is often called a what boy?
A blue-eyed boy.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. That wasn't the answer I was looking for, but it's correct. Excellent. Question number 5. The grass is what on the other side?
Green.
Green. I'll give it. It's greener. Ah. Grass is greener on the other side. Question number 6. Which color often denotes a coward?
Yellow.
Yellow. Very good. Question number 7. When something happens very rarely, we say it is...
Once in a blue moon.
Awesome. Excellent. Question number 8. Room in a theater where performers wait and get ready before going on stage.
Green room.
Green room. Excellent. Question number 9. People who do office jobs are often called... I didn't finish it. But you still have to answer because you buzzed. So minus 5 for him, but because I didn't finish the question, it's now open for buzzer, but only Nathan and Divit. Okay? People who do office jobs are often called this...
White collar.
White collar. Very good. 10 points. Okay. Question number 10. When you're optimistic, you see the world through?
Rose glasses.
Rose-colored glasses. Excellent. Excellent. Well done. Well done. I have two more questions. Is there interest in going forward? And this has to be a unanimous opinion. Is everybody interested in doing two more questions? Or even if one person has a veto, they can say no.
Yes.
Okay, we got it. Yay. All right. Question number 11. When you threaten to expose someone's secret unless they give you money, what are the...
Blackmail.
Blackmail. Excellent. And last question. The brain is often called what matter?
Gray matter.
All right. Okay, and now we are coming to our listener question, 510-770-1550. Michael, can you put the mics of the boys down? Thank you, because we don't want their scores to be revealed before we're done with our this thing. Guys, shush. Now it's time for our listener question, 510-770-1550. Late-night flights are also called what eye? Late-night flights are also called what eye? 510-770-1550. Late-night flights. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ruth.
Hello, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Ruth, and I think the answer is red eye.
Thank you, Arush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is red eye.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is red eye flight.
Thank you, Anaga. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anish, and I think the answer is red eye.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is red eye.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Prisha with the P, and I think the answer is red eye.
Thank you, Prisha with the P. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shiraj, and my answer is red eye.
Thank you, Shiraj. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is red eye.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Raita, and I think the answer is red eye.
What's your name again?
Raita.
Spell it.
R-Y-K-A.
Raika. Wow, welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ishita, and the answer is red eye.
Thank you. We'll take some extra calls today, Michael, because we're doing two question winners. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is red eye.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is red eye flight.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Savi, and the answer is red eye.
Is it Shagvi?
Savi.
Okay, thank you, Savi. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ishan. I think the answer is red eye flight.
Thank you, Ishan. Hi, you're on the air. All right, so that was all the calls for question number three, listener question number three. When we come back from a break, Divit and Jay will pick one winner each from each of these, and we'll also see who won our contest for today. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're done with today's show. All that's left is announcing the winners. Last question was, late night flights are called what eye? Everybody got it right, red eye. Since nobody won our second listener question, we gave out two winners for our last listener question. One was picked by Divit. Divit, who was your winner?
Savi.
All right. Congratulations, Savi. I hope you got your name right. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, say question number 3, May 30th, 2015. And then the question and answer in the body of the email. What about you, Jay, who won on your...
Gaurav.
Gaurav knows what to do. Gaurav, write to us. You know, please follow our format. safariquizshow@gmail.com is our email to reach out to us if you want to participate as well. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now let's see the kids in the studio. Jay, how many points do you have?
110.
110 points. That's awesome. What about you, Divit?
140
points. And Nathan?
25
points. Nathan is our newbie to the show, and he's promised he's going to come back and show better skills with the buzzer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and our winner today is Divit. Congratulations. Let's give him a round of applause. Well done. And I hope to see you all next week. For those of you who are in town, not running away to India or other places, thank you for listening to us. Thank you for being loyal to our show. That's it for our show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja. Love.